In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Harry Scallos, age 81, of Campbellsville, died Monday. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law, Brad and Karen Scallos of Campbellsville, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Harry Scallos will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Richmond Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or the Campbellsville University Business Department. Mr. Robert Slinker, age 66, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Ruby Slinker, one son, Robert Slinker, of Berksville, five daughters, Joanne Allen of Edmonton, Betty Underwood and Kathy Webb of Campbellsville, Linda Lou Harrington of Lebanon, Mary Ann Lyons of Brantfordsville, three sisters, Denise Brown and Joy Smith of Lebanon, Margaret Slinker of Greensburg, three brothers, including locally by Joe Slinker of Edmonton and Charles Slinker of Campbellsville, 13 grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert Slinker will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Muldrow Hill Baptist Church Cemetery. Mrs. Angel McCubbin, age 46, of Pennsylvania, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday. She is survived by her husband, Randy McCubbin, one daughter, Michelle Walkley of Campbellsville, her parents, Paul and Goldie Smith of Mansville, one brother, Clifford Kreider of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Angel McCubbin will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Campbellsville American Legion Ladies Auxiliary. Mr. Eddie Yates, age 92, of Findlay, died Monday. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law, Jody and Sue Yates of Findlay, eight grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, two sisters, including locally by Dixie Wise of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Eddie Yates will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Muldrow Hill Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Elozi Dean Franklin, age 76, of Jamestown, formerly of Campbellsville, died Monday. Survivors include her husband, John Franklin, Jr., two sisters-in-law, Shirley Warren and Pansy Willis of Campbellsville, one niece, Deborah Dean Overstreet of Campbellsville, one nephew of Florida. Funeral services for Elozi Dean Franklin will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Saloma Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 10 a.m. Friday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Family Funeral Fund. Mrs. Ella Mitchell Allen, age 69, of Indianapolis, a Greene County native, died Thursday in Knoxville while vacationing. She is survived by her husband, Reverend Lewis Allen, one son and daughter-in-law of Indianapolis, her mother, Edna Mae Mitchell of Greensburg, one sister and brother-in-law, Dean and Joe Bridgewater of Greensburg. Funeral services for Ella Mitchell Allen will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Choler Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Mitchell Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock Friday at the Foster Choler Curry Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.